faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Clark Kent interviews two key men in the World Peace Organization, Lois Lane and Bucky Taylor walk unknowingly into the very headquarters of the Man Without a Face.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, if you've got a brother or a sister, you've probably wished there were more games that both fellas and girls could share in. Well, that's one swell thing about this new series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Fellas and girls alike have a load of fun with these exciting prizes, comparing notes on how many everybody's collected and swapping duplicates, too. And you know, whenever you wear your Pep comic buttons on your cap or your jacket or dress, they look doggone smart, because every single one of these 18 new comic buttons has a true-to-life picture of one of your favorite funny paper characters, like Goofy and Bee's Ear, or Brenda Starr and Superman, too. So you'll want to collect the whole series, and you can, too. Sure, easy as anything. You just ask Mom to get you a good supply of Kellogg's Pep. That's right. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these prices anywhere. But inside every package of Pep you open, there's your new comic button, your exclusive prize. You say, for good breakfast eating, Pep's a prize package, too. Mm-mm, so crisp and tender, so full up with that catchy sunshine flavor. You just show me the fellow or girl who can resist Pep's sunny, toasted goodness. Hop to it, gang. Remind Mom to get you plenty of P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Believing he had done away with young Bucky Taylor in France, the mysterious Man Without a Face came to Metropolis, where he put the finishing touches on his plot to wreck the World Peace Organization, and so perhaps bring on another war. But unknown to him, Superman had rescued Bucky and brought the boy to Metropolis Square in the lists of men attached to the World Peace Organization. Bucky recognized two names that his father, a former Daily Planet correspondent, had mentioned to him before he died. As we continue now, Superman, in his guise of reporter Clark Kent, is with Bucky in the office of Stuart Morgan, chief of the federal investigators assigned to guard the security of the peace organization. Listen.
Now, let me get this straight, Kent.
Yes?
You say the late Hobie Taylor, this boy's father, discovered an international plot to wreck the World Peace Organization.
That's right, Mr. Morgan. He discovered that the Man Without a Face was behind it. But, unfortunately, Hobie Taylor was murdered before he could reveal the plot. The only clues we have are the names of two men that he told Bucky.
And they are Luigi Renassi and Salim Shah.
Right.
I figured they must be working with the Man Without a Face, but Mr. Kent said that
it's
that's...
impossible, Bucky. Luigi Renassi and Salim Shah are known to have been leaders in world peace movements all their lives.
Yet one thing seems certain, Mr. Morgan. Renassi and Salim Shah must have some part in the plot.
Oh, nonsense.
Or Hobie Taylor wouldn't have mentioned them in connection with it.
I tell you, it's ridiculous to suspect those men, Kent.
Well,
Renassi and Salim Shah are wonderful men who've dedicated their lives to the preservation of peace.
Well, now look, Mr. Morgan, I'm not accusing them of ganging up with the Man Without a Face.
But you just said...
What I mean to infer is that they must have some part in the plot, even if they don't know about it.
Well, how can that be?
I don't follow you, Kent.
Well, I'll admit I'm flirting with a rather far-fetched idea, so let's skip that for the moment. First, I'd like to see Mr. Renassi and Salim Shah.
What for?
Well, they may know something. It'll throw a light on this mystery.
Well, there's no harm in trying, I suppose. Let's see. They're both at the dinner given by our State Department this evening. I'll take you over there if you like.
Swell. The Daily Planet's right on our way. I want to drop Bucky there, and then we'll go over to the State Department.
Okay, let's get started. Good evening, Mr. Renassi.
Good evening, Mr. Morgan.
I'd like you to meet Mr.
Mr. Kent. Delighted to see you again.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm happy to see you, and I'm flattered that you remember me.
How could I forget such an excellent report of my views on peace as the one you wrote?
Thank you again. You've got a good memory. I wonder if I might ask you to remember something else.
But of course. What is it?
Did you ever meet Hobie Taylor? He used to be a foreign correspondent for the Daily Planet.
Why, no, I can't recall ever meeting him.
I see.
Ever run into, the man without a face, Mr. Anassi?
The man without a face? Good heavens, who or what is that?
Well, you see,
Never mind, Mr. Morgan. I hope you won't mind our being so abrupt, Mr. Anassi, but we're in a bit of a hurry.
Not at all.
Thanks very much, and I hope to see you again soon. So long, Mr. Morgan.
Good night, Mr. Anassi.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, sir.
Say, what was the idea of dragging me away, Kent? I wanted to question him some more.
It's a waste of time. Besides, I'm satisfied that he is Ranassi.
You're satisfied that he... Look, what in heaven's name are you talking about?
Oh, that wild notion I mentioned is still in the back of my mind, but... Oh, come on, I just saw Salim Shah go into the next room. Maybe we'll have better luck with him. You're certain you never had any contact with Hobie Taylor, Mr. Salim Shah?
Of course I'm certain of it, Mr. Kent. I remember his name because I used to read his articles in the Paris edition of the Daily Planet, but I never met Mr. Taylor.
I see. One more question, please, sir. You've heard of Count von Luder, I presume.
Von Luder?
Yes.
Oh, yes, the Nazi. Isn't he the one who was reported to have committed suicide when the Russians entered Bavaria?
So the story goes.
You do not believe that, Mr. Kent?
Well, confidentially, we have reason to believe von Luder is alive, and that he is the man without a face.
Really? Are you serious, gentlemen?
Yes. What's more, we think he's engaged in some plot against the World Peace Organization.
Why, that sounds incredible.
Maybe so. But please keep it under your hat, sir. I'll tell you more about it another time. Thanks very much. Come on, Kent. Let's get outside. Well, that's that, Kent.
Yes, there's no question in my mind that neither Ranassi nor Salim Shah knows a thing about a plot against the peace organization.
Of course they don't.
Or that they are who they seem to be.
Who they seem to be? Wait a minute. You said something like that before, Kent. Now, just what do you mean?
Oh, I had a half-baked notion that they... Well, that they might be imposters.
Imposters? Are you nuts?
I said I was mistaken, so don't rub it in. You see, I was sure Ranassi and Salim Shah were the keys to this mystery. But now, well...
It was a bum steer, Kent. Hobie Taylor must have had something else in mind when he mentioned those two to Bucky.
I don't think so.
Well, as I see it, our best chance is to find the man without a face and find him fast. Come on, let's get back to my office.
As Clark, Kent, and Stuart Morgan depart for the Federal Investigation Offices, Lois Lane, in her office in the Daily Planet, is talking with Bucky Taylor.
Clark, Mr. Kent, say he'd be here soon, Bucky.
Well, he said he thought he would, Miss Lane.
Well, I wish he'd hurry up then. I'm terribly anxious to know what he found out, if anything. Also, I'm getting hungry, aren't you?
Well, not very. Look, why don't you go out and have your dinner, Miss Lane? I don't mind waiting here for Mr. Kent.
Nothing doing, Bucky. Clark said you were in danger, and I'm staying right here with you until Mr. White gets back and takes you home with him.
Oh, gosh, I'm not afraid.
Forget it. Well, I suppose we could both go to dinner and leave word for Clark where we... Oh, just a sec. That's my phone. Hello? Lois Lane speaking. Yes? A transatlantic call from Mr. Kent? Why, no, he isn't here right now, but... Yes, I'll hold on. Wonder who's calling Clark from Europe, Bucky.
Gosh, I don't know. If I never see Europe again, that'll be too soon.
No wonder. After all you went through there, poor kid. Hello, yes? He'll talk to me? Okay, put him on. Hello? Hello? Who? Why, Mr. Calkins, how are you? It's grand to hear your voice again.
Is that the Scotland Yard detective?
Yes, give a second. No, he isn't here. Well, I don't know just when Clark will be back. Yes? Yes, of course you can tell me. I know all about the story. Yes? Where? Just a second, Mr. Calkins. I'll get a pencil. Thanks, Bucky. Okay, let's have it again. 233 Mulberry Drive. Yes. West Acres. Right, Mr. Calkins, I've got it. Yes, I'll check on it at once and... Oh, don't worry. I'll be careful. Right. Oh, sure. Either Clark or I'll call you back. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Gee, you seem well excited,
Miss Lane. Listen, Bucky. Mr. Calkins just got a lead to the gang who worked for the man without a face.
He did?
At least he thinks he did. He wants us to check a house in West Acres. That's a suburb just south of Metropolis. So I'll run out there now.
Gee whiz. Can I go on?
No, no. You stay here. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I promised Mr. White and Clark not to let you out of my sight. Now what am I going to do?
Ah, that's easy. Take me along with you.
Oh, no, that'd be
too late. Oh, look, I know how to be careful. Gosh, I dodged the Nazi Gestapo all over Europe for 2 years,
yes,
didn't I?
Yes, Bucky, but
oh,
now...
please let me go along, Miss Lane, please. Well, you're just going to kind of look this place over, aren't you?
Yes, and if I see anything suspicious, I'm going to contact the police. So it ought to be safe enough.
Oh, sure it is.
Well, okay, this is your story anyhow. Come on, Bucky, let's go.
Eagerly, Lois Lane and young Bucky Taylor hurry from the Daily Planet to investigate the mysterious house in West Acres. What will they find there? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
Well, you can't get away from it, gang. It's hard to find anything that's more fun than that new series of comic buttons that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Why, just looking over your collection is mighty exciting because every single picture of a funny paper character reminds you of all the things that character has done in the comic strips. For instance, when you look at Chief Brandon's picture, you remember all the times that he's worked with Dick Tracy, tracking down criminals, and Goofy and Beezy from Harold Teen reminds you of all the fun they have. Actually, every single one of those 18 new comic strip characters looks just as real as in the funny papers. And believe me, these are mighty smart-looking prizes. So get busy on your collection, gang. Ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these exciting comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stuff. And you can't buy them anywhere, but you'll find one in every package of Pep you open. And you'll find out how super delicious a breakfast cereal can taste, too, when you spoon into your dish of these golden toasted whole wheat flakes. Kellogg's Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's loaded with catchy sunshine flavor. So remind Mom to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As we continue now, Lois Lane and Bucky Taylor have just driven in Lois's car to the suburb of West Acres. Leaving the car, they proceed on foot down the dark, deserted street named Mulberry Lane and halt outside a gate set in a tall, thick row of hedges, which completely surround a house they can only dimly see.
This is number 233, Miss Lane. See? The number's on the gate here.
Yes, I see it, Bucky.
And what do we do now?
Let's see. Everything seems quiet. Look, let's ease ourselves in through the gate and look around. Come on.
Okay, I'm right with you.
Leave the gate open, Bucky, just in case we have to leave in a hurry.
All right.
Now follow me, but be very careful.
Yes?
Somebody has entered through the outside gate. The sound you just heard was the electric eye setting off the alarm here.
We'll find out who it is quickly.
Yeah, I will find out. But first...
What are you doing?
I have turned on the current in the electric wires which run through the gate and hedges surrounding the house.
I see.
The voltage will not kill anyone touching the wires, but it will stun them and hold them helpless until we find them.
Good. Take Martin and the others then and seize whoever is on the grounds. Then bring them to me.
Yes, Count. At once.
Unaware that they are trapped, Lois Lane and Bucky Taylor creep closer to the dark house in which the man without a face waits, like a cold, vicious spider in the center of his web. What will happen now to Bucky, who is well known to the man without a face, and to Lois, while Superman is yet unaware of their danger? We'll find out tomorrow, so don't fail to be with us then. Yes, be sure to tune in tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Snap, crackle, pop. Yeah, that's a swell song to hear at the breakfast table, isn't it, gang? Means that your bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies is crisp can be. Means doggone good eating. Why, these golden bubbles of oven-popped rice are so fresh and crisp, they snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk. That's why those famous little elves, named Snap, Crackle, and Pop, are around so much these days, in cartoons and on the Rice Krispies package, to remind you to ask Mom for the one and only Snap, Crackle, and Pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.